Out of tape?
No. Didn't hit enough buttons. No. Man of the West.
Okay. Yeah. Man of the West. And we were with Robert. He was showing us the West, and we were driving through the mountains in Sierra Nevadas. And there were these guys who were on the side of the road fixing their car on a lay-by. They were at a lay-by fixing their car, and he stopped and said, you know...
What is a lay-by?
What?
Turnout?
Yeah, okay.
No.
Oh, okay. And so he said, you know, I need some help. I've got tools in the car. And they said, no, all we need is a beer. And so he opens up the trunk of the car, which, of course, had many six-packs, and bought another six-pack for these guys, and who wanted to pay him 50 cents for them. And he said, no way. He said, this is, you know, that's the way it is. And here you are. And, you know, they said, thank you very much, and off we went. And Robert, this was like, yeah. For him, too. This was cool.
Yeah.
I remember helping somebody on the side of the road, and they they wanted to pay me for helping them. I fixed their flat or gave them some gas or did something for them. And I summarily announced, no. My father summarily announced, maybe I didn't use those words, that our family policy is no. You never accept payment when you help somebody on the side of the road. Because next time it's going to be your turn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you'll be receiving help. So what you ask is that the next time they find somebody who needs help, please help them.
Right. That's right.
And that's what Dad said. And that was our family policy, I told him. Well, end of discussion. That was the family policy.
Yeah. And when I was in Europe and I would see a hitchhiker, and I would stop for these hitchhikers, you know, each time thinking, you know, that could be my brother hitchhiking.
I hope you're not still doing that.
Oh, I do. Not all hitchhikers, though, but young people. Mm-hmm. The youngsters along our road, there's no bus service. Mm. Only at 6:30 in the morning, and then, you know.
You and I were good.
And, 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, the young people, I do. I remember when we had the family reunion, and I was driving home to Ocean Hall, and there was a young man on this side of the road, and, you know, obviously, as it turned out, was, you know, there was only one bus a day, and he got in on a train, and he wanted to go home to his village. And anyway, I was driving home with Ben, and Ben said, don't stop, you know. And so I stop, and I put the guy in the back, and I say, you know, this could be my kid, you know. This could be her friends. This could be, you know, I don't quite recognize him, but I recognize the type. And so sure enough, he was. And so we drove him on to the next, the further village, and then came back to where we lived. I mean, that's what we do in our little area.
Yeah.
Not on the highway, but
yeah, I would be nervous on the highway.
I remember.
Normally.
You were. There's some story about you were heading back to France from like Indianapolis or something like that, and you were hitchhiking, like to New York. I don't know what the story was and how, but. And you got this ride from some woman who never picked up hitchhikers, but she picked you up because you were this young, vulnerable, harmless female.
Vulnerable? No, but harmless. You figured a woman was harmless.
Yes. And so she picked you up, and there you were in the passenger seat, and there she was, fearful of any hitchhiker except possibly you, and she had a pistol.
Right,
and the pistol was on the seat between the two of you.
And she was holding on that steering wheel for dear life. She had been ill, and she had not driven. She was in convalescence, and she hadn't driven in like 6 months. She's hanging on that steering wheel for dear life, driving across the state of Ohio. And I said to her, how come you have a pistol on the seat? She said, because I might need to defend myself. I'm a woman alone. I thought, lady, why are you? I didn't say this, but, you know, like, why are you picking up hitchhikers? And there she is, hanging on to the steering wheel for dear life. And so she explained that she'd been ill and so forth. And I said, well, would you like me to drive? And she said, oh, yes. So I drove her across the state of Ohio with a pistol between us. and got her there. And
wow. Weird.
My recollection is the pistol was situated such that it would be easy for you to reach your hand onto it and grab it easily, and it would be exactly backwards for her to grab it.
That is so true. Mm-hmm.
So
this woman,
you know,
probably had never
fired one. I don't know.
And
I don't know,
of course, from your background, where you had total familiarity with.
Yeah, your mom was a better shot than I. It's really, you know, bothered me. Dad wanted, you know, the son that would be a good Jedi, you know, and had this daughter who was a really good shot but didn't care. And yes, yeah, smuggled, you know, half of them on the paper.
I don't believe that. You were a good shot. You still are a good shot.
Yeah. And you know, because you guys gone out shooting?
No, because I know.
Well, they bright a little bit.
Ah, there you go.
Okay, let me stop and start. There's a story here.
We're having fun.